Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. What does the Catholic Church teach about contraception? Let me put into simple terms what the Catechism says. Any action that deliberately removes the procreative potential from the sexual act is a grave moral evil, even if someone has a good reason or is facing difficult circumstances. And when done with full knowledge and deliberate consent, such an act is a mortal sin. Why does the Church teach this? God designed the marital act, the sexual act, to be the body language by which a man and a woman express the love of God to one another. What does that mean? Well, love is not whatever we want it to be. God is love. In the Trinity, the love of God is a free and total gift of self. That gift results in a permanent union of the divine persons, from which another divine person, the Holy Spirit, proceeds. God designed marital or sexual love to be the body language that expresses divine love. In marital or sexual relations, we are saying with our bodies, I am giving a free and total gift of myself to you. I am giving a permanent, indissoluble gift of self, and this gift is ordered to new life. If we don't mean that when we have sex, then we are saying one thing with our body and another thing with our mind or intentions, and that is a lie. To express one thing with our body while intending the opposite in our mind or will is a form of deception. That contradiction is a lie, and a lie is not a loving action. Now, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is use. So contraceptive sex is not an expression of love. Therefore, it is use, and use can never lead to happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Here is the definition of contraception. Contraception is an intentionally sterilized act of intercourse that changes the action so that it is not a total gift of self. One's fertility is withheld. It's not unitive. A diminished gift of self results in a diminished union. And third, it's not ordered to life. In contracepted sex, we are saying one thing with the body, I give all of myself. But in reality, something essential, fertility, is withheld. This contradiction makes it a lie. And lying with the body is not love, but use. Furthermore, contracepted sex does not image the love of God. It is not a total gift of self. It's not unitive, and it's not ordered to new life. That is why contracepted sex is not a loving action, because it doesn't reflect the love of God. In fact, it is the opposite of the love of God. It is use. Using the other person as a means to pleasure or to get what we want. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. So, am I saying couples who use contraception don't love each other? They may love each other in many authentic ways, but an act of contraceptive sex is not an act of authentic love, because it's not a reflection of the love of the Trinity. Sexual love is not arbitrary. It's not whatever we want it to be. It is not merely an intense feeling or the sharing of pleasure. Sexual or marital love is supposed to be where we love one another through the body as God loves, to speak the language of God's love through our bodies. And love, marital love, sexual love, is to give ourselves away freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully in imitation of the Trinity and in imitation of the love of Christ for the church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. So, what the heck is a couple supposed to do? Have 12 kids? The church does not teach that every couple must have as many children as physically possible. But Christ and the church insist that we must love and never lie. For example, when I speak, I must speak the truth. I should never lie. But I do not always have to speak. Sometimes it's better to remain silent. Is refusing to speak and lying the same action? Well, no. They're completely different actions. Contracepted sex is never an action of love. It is always a lie. Abstinence, refraining from sex, is like remaining silent. Contracepted sex is an evil action. Abstinence is a good action. There are legitimate good reasons to postpone pregnancy or even not to have another baby at all. Reasons tied to age or physical, mental, or emotional health or the needs of the immediate or extended family. There are also bad reasons, sinful, selfish reasons. The point is, if a couple has a just reason to avoid pregnancy, they must still speak the truth with their bodies. But couples are not always obligated to have sex. There are lots of occasions when a couple might want to have sex but have a good reason not to. Perhaps one spouse is sick. Perhaps the wife just gave birth. Perhaps the couple is visiting family and there are thin walls. Perhaps they have a good reason not to have another baby. These are all good reasons to refrain, even if the desire is present. If a couple had a just reason not to have another baby, and if they were firm in their resolve to speak the truth with their bodies, the only thing they could do would be to exercise their freedom and self-control and abstain from sex during the time that the woman is fertile. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Some ask, don't couples using natural family planning and those using contraception have the same goal, to avoid pregnancy? Yes. Both couples may have the same goal. But what matters is not just why you act, but how you act. The Church teaches that a moral action must be good in all three parts: the act itself, the intention, and the circumstances. Contraceptive sex is always an intrinsically evil action. It changes the nature of the act, turning it into a lie, and a good end never justifies an evil means. Natural family planning, by contrast, does not change the act of intercourse. It works within the rhythms of a woman's body as God designed it. When a couple abstains during the fertile time, they are choosing to remain silent. When they come together during the infertile time, they speak truthfully with their bodies, giving a total, faithful, and fruitful gift of self. So while the goal, to avoid pregnancy, might be the same, the means are entirely different. NFP respects the meaning of sex and the design of the body. Contraception falsifies the sexual act and contradicts its meaning. This distinction matters. Think of two students who both have the goal of good grades. One studies, the other cheats. Same goal, different actions. One is virtuous, the other dishonest. In the same way, a couple using NFP speaks the truth through their body. A couple using contraception speaks a lie. A good end never justifies an evil means. That's why the Church teaches what she does about contraception. Because truth and love must never be separated. To love is to give the whole truth of ourselves, freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully, as God has loved us. If you've participated in contraception, contracepted intercourse, Jesus is there to forgive us and heal us. He's always waiting in the sacrament of reconciliation. And if you want to understand this topic more fully, a great resource to go to can be found at AskChristopherWest.com. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts on this topic?
My immediate thought is that to me, all the logic is sound. I think it's genuinely hard to, at least from my perspective, debate this, but I think still one of the pseudo-arguments that will come up quite naturally is that people will say the whole concept is absurd because how do you expect anyone to be able to perfectly uphold all of this? This perfect love where everything is always perfectly ordered and directs our intention. But, I mean, is that true? Do you hear people say that? That it's just, this is just too hard?
That's a good question. Children, having lots of children has a heavy price.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the price of a child is?
I think I know what your answer is going to be.
What do you think?
Yourself.
It's selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you your selfishness. And if you're, but at a certain point, we get sick and tired and bored with our selfishness. Mm-hmm. And I think deep down, we want the heroic call to love.
Yeah, we say money doesn't make you happy, but or money can't buy happiness. But really, we need to expand that and say getting everything you want doesn't make you happy.
No. And you know what? Heroic love makes you happy. Heroism is what we're made for. It's what we long for. You know, we have this. You ever heard the phrase, the great generation? The greatest generation?
From World War II.
Yeah. That was a generation that sacrificed.
That could rise to an occasion.
And because they had the ability to give heroically, not only did they win World War II, they came back and built America in the second half of the 20th century into the nation that it is. But it was all undergirded by this willingness to go beyond selfishness and be heroic.
Yeah.
And we
really want that. We think it's not possible, but I don't think we think it's not possible because it isn't. And as we've seen with that generation, it is. It's just the fear that we'll have to go through what it takes to get there.
This rosary meditation came as a result of teaching this to hundreds and hundreds of college students. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of every semester, I would basically start with this question. Are you really happy with the dating scene? Are you really happy with the hookup culture? I mean, do you really like this?
Mm-hmm.
And across the board, men and women, they would say, this is terrible. I hate this.
Yeah.
This is not what I want. I'd say, okay, then. What do you want? And in different ways, they would articulate the desire for heroic love. They wanted to love heroically. They wanted to give love heroically. They wanted good, stable marriages and families. And so we would start with that, and then we would build out how to get there. And I can't tell you how many students I would have at the end of the semester who would say, get up in front of the whole group and say, you know, Dr. Schultz, like, I didn't buy what you were saying at first. I didn't agree with it at all, but I'm totally convinced. And now I can name those students, and they now have wonderful families with 7, 8, 10 kids. They're married. They didn't get divorced. They're happy. Is their life easy? No.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're fulfilled.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, if you don't believe that it's possible to live heroically and to become a saint, you won't become a saint. But if you believe it's possible.
Well, I would also say if you don't believe it's possible to live heroically, then you don't believe it's possible to live happily.
Yeah. What I was struck with the argument against that mentality that this is just too hard is like kids taking an exam. You expect it to be hard. And you expect a lot of people to make mistakes and maybe even fail the test completely. But it doesn't change the answers. It doesn't change the fact that it's true or false.
And what we can't lose sight of is that God designed the human person for this type of love. And he wouldn't design a majority to fail.
Mm.
He designed everyone to get an A. And all the grace is there.
It also gets easier the more you do it, in the sense that at first it seems painful and impossible and against all of your instincts and just like a tough battle all the way. But as you adjust to it and start to see love this way, all those things get easier. Whereas on the other side, if you just start giving into everything, it makes everything in your life more difficult and harder to stand and harder to take and harder to bear.
It's true.
It just doesn't look that way when you're looking down the two paths.
I love when people ask me how many kids I have, and I say 5, but I wish I had 10. And they're like, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, a son or a daughter is the greatest gift imaginable. But we've lost sight of the great gift and good of children. However, we are more and more seeing the dire consequences of not having children. We don't have enough workers. You either have to have children or immigration. You got to have one or the other, or eventually you lose your workforce. And we're losing our workforce. We don't have priests. Why don't we have priests? Because we've contracepted or aborted many of them away. Children are the greatest good. of a society. And they can do the greatest good for their parents. But it will cost you. It will cost you your selfishness. But that's not something we want to hang on to anyway. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.